Buddhism, of course, accepts rebirth. It teaches that we've lived before birth and we'll live again after death. And in this way, we have a sequence of three lives, that is to say, the past life, the present life, and the future life. And in Buddhist tradition, the 12 cyclical links are understood, that is to say, the 12 cyclical links of conditioned co-production are understood to be distributed over these three lives, the past, the present, the future. The links, ignorance and the propensities, belong to the past life, in the sense that it's because of spiritual ignorance and the actions based on that ignorance that we are born again in this life. Consciousness, name and form, the six bases, contact, sensation or feeling, thirst or craving, grasping or clinging, and becoming, all belong to the present life. And birth and decay and death, obviously, belong to the future life. Now, these same 12 links are further distributed into two groups, or subdivided into two groups. And these two groups are known as the action process and the result process. And the word for action here is karma, in its simple meaning of karma. The links belonging to the action process represent what we do. They are volitional actions, whether of body, speech, or mind. And the links belonging to the result process represent what we experience as a result of what we do or have done. They are passive and receptive, not active. Ignorance and the propensities constitute the action process of the past life, because it's as a result of them that we've come into existence in the present life. Consciousness, name and form, the six bases, contact, sensation or feeling, these constitute the result process of the present life. They represent the given of existence. They're not volitions. Thirst or craving, grasping or clinging, and becoming constitute the action process of the present life, because they're all volitions and they are productive of future karmic consequences. So thus we have, over the three lifetimes, past, present, future, a sequence of action process, result process, action process, result process, alternating. First, there's the action process of the past life, then there's the result process of the present life, next, the action process of the present life, and finally, the results process of the future life. Hope this doesn't sound too complicated. After all, it's what we're doing, what we're living, so we ought to be able to understand it. It's quite simple once you get used to it, huh?